Welcome. If this is your first time listening, and welcome back for all of those who listened to me last year. I'm Grace Molesky, and this is the Amazing Grace podcast. It has been a very exciting, weird, and adventurous time transitioning to college, but one of the things I was most nervous about was meeting my sweet mates, because I have a single room and I share a bathroom with two other girls. And today, you guys get to meet them. So I have Paige.
Hi guys, what's up? My name's Paige.
And Leslie.
Hey everybody, it's Leslie.
So just to start things off so people get to know you, the basic question, what are you majoring in?
So daunting. I haven't heard this one before. I'm a bio major.
I'm also a bio major.
Mm-hmm. And where are you guys from?
We're actually both from Evansville. We've been in the same school since we were in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
Same school, everything. All classes, too.
And what'd you guys do in high school, sports-wise or club-wise, or what were you involved with?
I played soccer, and I did cheer, and then I was also a part of something called Teen Power, where I was in youth resources, and I was a youth staffer. Other than that, most of my time went to soccer.
I also played soccer, and I ran track for a little bit in high school, and I also did Teen Power, and then I did a program called Voice as well.
Oh, fun, because you do like to sing. We'll get to you later. And what were you guys most nervous about for meeting me? Because I know I was nervous about meeting you. So what are you guys kind of most nervous about?
Okay, so I know that I looked at the, like, sweet mate list first. And when I saw your name, I immediately went to Instagram. And the first picture I see was Grace playing lacrosse. And I was like, oh, man, she's either going to bark at me or she's going to talk behind my back. And then as I kept scrolling, I saw that she played volleyball. And I was like, oh, she's definitely talking behind my back. There is no way this girl is going to be nice.
Most definitely. I talk about you all the time.
To who?
Shut up. And what about you, Leslie? Were you nervous or?
I don't really think I was nervous, to be honest. I also looked through Instagram, but mm-hmm. I was like, this girl seems so nice. She looks exactly like us. She's like another 5'2 blonde girl. So that's about it for me.
I was nervous. But I was more nervous about, like, if you guys were going to be big partiers and, like, have people over all the time when I'm trying to sleep. So I was like, I was not really excited for it. But, you know, we met, and it's kind of crazy that we're basically like the perfect little trio.
Oh, I know. I know.
Oh, do you guys have any siblings?
I do. I have an older brother. He actually just graduated from IU.
Is that why you came to IU?
Yeah, I kind of grew up here. We always went to tailgates, especially when I was younger. But, yeah, Kay definitely showed me around here even before the tours when I was in senior year. So I kind of was always influence to go here. Mm-hmm.
I don't have any like full siblings, but I've got three half siblings. Mm-hmm. They're all like 8-10 years older than me. So okay. I've got an older brother named Jacob, an older brother again named Dustin, who actually has the same birthday as me. And then I have an older sister named Kimberly.
I have an older brother named Jacob.
I also forgot to say I have six step siblings. I love Evie though. She's my ride or die. She's still in high school though, so I miss her dearly.
And back to meeting me, because you guys have met the sweet mate boyfriend. How do you feel? Your
love
thoughts?
Love Cody. Love Cody.
Good. I'm glad.
Great guy all around. All of the guys we've ever met. So.
It is. And Paige actually came to school with a boyfriend, but, like, not with him, but, like, he's still in high school. But, like,
LOL.
You kind of want to talk about that? Like, what happened there?
Oh, yeah. So I came into high school. Whoa. I came into college with a boyfriend that was still in high school. And I was ready for the long distance. I kind of liked the idea of long distance. It gave people a chance to, like, grow individually but still have the support from someone else, but, like, in a further distance. Mm-hmm. But apparently I was the only one who thought this, because we made it 2 weeks in, and I got broken up with on a one-minute phone call. It's kind of an LOL now, but, like, back then I was crying, but Grace did laugh at me.
I did. My first, like, scenario with you guys to be a good friend, and I'm over here laughing. Yeah, I'm sorry about that one, but...
No, right. I knew from that moment on. I knew from that moment on, me and Grace were going to be besties.
I was like, shut up. Stop crying. But we were at one of our friend's like rooms mm-hmm. and you disappeared. And I was like, Leslie and I were talking and then we were like,
yeah, y'all suck, by the way.
I know. I was like, we should probably go occupied. Check on Paige.
We were trying to help a dude steal a fan, man.
Oh, that is true. That is true. No, because I texted you and neither of you answered for like 10 minutes. That was enough time.
I was even playing a game on my phone. And I didn't get any notifications. And then I got to the elevator and was like, oh, we gotta go.
Oh, also that night, while I was running up to the room, do you remember? There were like four guys who followed me up to the fourth floor.
Yeah,
and they were like, hey, Shoddy, where you going? And I was like,
I'm
bawling. I'm like, I'm going to my room. And they were like, what's happening in your room? And I said, just lots of crying.
Crying in the club.
And they were like, what are you crying for? And I said, well, I just got broken up with. They said, see, go here. And I said, no, he's in high school. And they go, man.
Oh, yeah. It was a fun time. But a great night.
Always going to remember it.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Leslie.
Oh, dear.
She has a situationship. Well, kind of.
Yeah, you want fair share of boy problems, put it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, definitely.
Do you want to develop more or?
So, I also came to college while talking ish to someone in high school. We didn't date, kind
ever.
Of.
Ever.
No. We went out and on dates ish, and we went to like prom and stuff together, mm-hmm. but like nothing official. Mm-hmm. And like, so I was talking to him in the beginning, and then, out of nowhere, we would just start, like, leaving each other on open for days. Like, we would, like, have good conversations, then boom, nothing. And then it'd be, like, that back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also had a little crying moment, like Paige did. And
many.
Many. So I had many, many crying moments, a lot of TikToks, a lot of Olivia Rodrigo.
One time I was going to the bathroom, and I look over at her bed, and she's just, like, death staring the wall in front of her, and she goes, Paige, do you think he ever cared? And I walk in the bathroom and I go, nope, and I close the door.
Yeah,
she was right.
I'm with her on that one.
But like, she'd always be like, he's gonna lose our streak if he doesn't answer me back. And I said, Leslie, I've heard this like 27 times. He's gonna answer you back.
He did not actually.
Hello.
He lost the streak.
Haven't heard from him since.
But you guys have like the same taste in guys. Like no matter
no,
what
bad.
Guy.
Bad.
No, like you guys don't have the same taste, but like every guy you talk to is the same.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go into
yeah.
toxic?
Yeah.
Not me. I want them to be, like, dang near a foot taller than me. And
Paige is 5'1".
I am 5'1", so it's not difficult. I mean, it's not like I'm 5'7", being like, you have to be a foot taller than me. No, but brown hair, definitely, like, a baseball player. Kind
always
of guy.
A baseball player.
But, like, you got to go to the gym, man. Because I'm going to the gym. I can't look like I can,
like,
beat you up. But mainly my legs.
Couples who lift together stick together.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Except both of your couples didn't work.
All right, shut up.
I actually left with mine. We're doing good.
All right, Grace, no one asked.
What about you, Leslie? What's your type?
See, I like tall guys, but that never works out. All the tall guys that I choose previously mm-hmm. were like super, super like skinny, like, and everybody around me was like, yo, you could take him. I probably could have. It always ended badly too. I think I also like toxic guys.
Yeah.
I don't really like, they start off nice. Like, I won't lie. Like, I really fully believe
100%.
That they're like they,
I agree with you.
They start off like love bombing and they're like, oh my yes. gosh, like they're these great guys. And I'm like, I could see myself marrying him. No.
No. I want a little
in,
bit.
No,
I want a little bit of toxicity, but has a soft spot for me.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, senior
so anger year, issues.
Facts. No, but actually, my senior year, I did a roast on Leslie where
did.
I exposed her type, mm-hmm. and it was basically as she just said. And I said that she wanted to find a guy that was about the size of a pinky finger,
mm-hmm.
extremely mm-hmm. tall, and she wanted to look like she was able to throw him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I used to like if they played basketball,
mm-hmm.
but like Paige she's been kind of helping me. I'm kind of like in the baseball boys now. Like,
baseball
I'm
boys
trying.
Are where it's at.
No, I've
We've
done that.
Hurt by baseball boys. Why are you saying that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
But they're nice to look at.
One thing I will say, don't talk to a tennis guy. I don't understand. I don't know why I did it. It was a bad situation.
I don't know why you would.
I don't know why I did. See, no, because I thought he was nice. I was wrong, but I thought he was. I think I honestly like it if it's, like, a bad situation. Like, I think when I'm like, oh, they don't care about me, my brain is like, I can see this working out. I can. I can change him. Every time. Every time.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my type was...
Cody.
Well, now, yeah. But my type was 6 foot and, like, blonde hair, pretty eyes. And now my type is Cody. And, yeah, there's nothing changing that. So, throughout college, everyone's like, try everything.
Oh,
do everything. Oh. Like, challenge yourself. Grow. This is your chance to experience life.
Yeah.
And Paige and I took that to heart. We were like, okay, we got this. Like, we went to the club fair, and we were like, yes, yes, yes to everything. And then we ended up at dance tryouts on a Monday at 9:30.
For a D1 school.
Yeah. But, like, during, like, the fair, they were like, all levels are welcome.
They're like, we have all skill levels.
All skill
on
levels.
Our team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We took that seriously.
Yeah, we were like, we got this. Like, we dance, like, for fun. Like, we can so do this. Like, we want to learn the school fight song dance. Like, we got, like, we're doing this. We show up, and everyone in that room looks like a dancer.
No, we walked in. Everyone's in a slicked back bun in these tight little spandex and like they're like ballet shoes.
Yeah, like actual dancer shoes. Wearing tennis shoes, track shorts, and like our gym clothes. Like,
yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
And we're stretching and like we're barely touching our toes because
keep in mind all the like returning dancers went to the very back where Grace and I were.
Yeah.
And so they got to see everything.
Yeah.
And we like walked in and like started stretching and the girl in front of us went from full stance
to just
straight into the
splits.
Like just dropped.
We looked at each other, we were like, oh, we can't do that. And then the night continues and we stretch and we're all stretching together. And then we start the actual tryouts and we go into turns. If you know what a pirouette is. Yeah. Well, we had to do a double pirouette. And I was over here. I did a singular one and I stopped and everyone around me was still turning.
Paige was still spinning, just not well.
Yeah, she was like over on one leg, like hopping in a circle. And I'm over here like, I can't even like, I'm done.
I looked over and I was on my second turn and Grace is cleared and she's just standing, staring straight in front of her. And I'm hopping on one foot as I turn.
Because that was during the triple. Because after the warm-up double, we had a triple pirouette with your leg out. In and out and in, out and in, and then hold for 4 seconds. And I was like, I didn't even do the double, so I did a singular turn, and then I just stopped.
Also, why did it feel like when we did stop before everyone else did, it took years for them to stop?
Like, they were like turning for like a whole minute. Like, it was so long. Yeah, so we did pirouettes, and then, well, we tried, and then we got in line for the leaps.
I was thinking, you know, maybe we've got something. Maybe at some point we'll get to some type of skill that we got.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for the choreography.
Me too.
I was ready to, like,
bust a move
on some choreography.
Yeah, no, I was too. Like, that was the whole point of me wanting to go. But I didn't even make it past the leaps. So we went through leaps. Right leg leap, left leg leap. And then we go into side leaps. And I'm leaping, more like hopping over a puddle. And then Paige is hopping over a puddle.
And keep in mind, these girls are levitating in midair. Like, they are clearing me and Grace. Like fully legs extended
like
in the
flying,
air.
Flying, like beautiful, like legs and arms. And
their arms are very graceful as they extend.
And like, Paige and I look at each other in the middle of the air. We're starfishing.
We are 4 inches above the ground at most.
Not even. No. Not even.
There's no way.
We're just a little starfish, like a big old jumping jack. And then we go through all of that. We're still just like pushing through. We're laughing this entire time. Like, No one was laughing at us, though. But, like, if I were them, I would have been making fun of us so bad. But, like, right. Everyone was nice and supportive. But we were like, we suck.
You know, but you know when you got done and you got in the back of the line, people would just look at you like, oh.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Yeah. Well, before we didn't even finish all the leaps because we got to the leap turn thing in the air where you jump and leap and you're turning and you land and then you, like, turn out of the leap.
I would try to explain that better, but that's genuinely what it was.
Yeah, like, there's, like, no, like, they explained it. Paige and I looked at each other like, huh?
They did it, like, twice, and they were like, go for it.
And then they showed it twice, yeah.
They didn't even, like, break it down. No. It was like, all right, chasse, turn, swing.
Boom.
And I was like, huh?
Yeah, I looked at Paige. I was like, so you want to grab our shoes?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm ready to go, are you? And she's like, yeah.
Okay, so the tryout started at 9 o'clock, right? And they were supposed to go to 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
We walked out at, like, 9:38.
Yeah, we were there. We weren't even there for, like, 30 minutes dancing. Like, because we stretched, and they didn't even start exactly at 9. Like,
right. And we were thinking maybe they were just showing us this because this is what, like, they'll learn later on in the season. But they're like, no, at tryouts, you do the choreography, but then you also do these triple pirouettes and these leaps.
Yeah. And, like, and then you have a, like, special skill. I'm like, a special skill?
Like, yeah, they were like, you can show us your own. And I said, oh, you don't want to see that.
Yeah. So we tried dance tryouts together, and that was a treat.
I really wish we went back just to do our own choreography.
We should have, but, like, that would have been awful.
They wouldn't have known, like, what hit them.
Yeah, they were like, what are you doing? And then Paige likes to run, and so she takes me running with her, which she thinks is so fun.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. No. So I've ran with her a half mile before we actually lift, maybe 6 times. And literally the other day, she's like, you want to go on a light, long run? And I was like, sure, like a light jog? She goes, yeah. And I was like, okay. We start out at Briscoe. We start running. And I'm like, this is our half mile pace. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. And slowed down. And then we had to pass, like, this group, like, 2 guys that were walking slowly. So she sped back up. So I had to speed up with her. And then we were that pace that whole time going down the hill. Going down the hill was a lot of fun because, like, you weren't running. You were just, like, gliding down the hill. No. And then we keep going, go across the crosswalk. And we go around this whole track thing. And I'm like, yep, I'm dead. And she's like, nope, just keep pushing. We're almost done. Awesome. I ran maybe over a mile and a half, and I was done. She ran 5 miles that day.
Yeah, also, I didn't tell her where I was planning on going.
Yeah.
But I was going to take her from one end of campus, which is Briscoe, basically, and then all the way to the other end, like Lindley Hall and Cutover. And I didn't tell her that. I was just going to let her figure it out as we were going.
Mm-hmm.
But she had other plans.
Yeah. No, I had definitely other plans because my long run is like 3 miles. Our short run's a half mile. So, like, I was, like, kind of thinking, like, a long run is, like, just not 6 miles. Like, oops. Yeah. No. And this is my first time long running with her. Like, you would think she would be nice.
I was. I slowed down. I said, are you
ready?
I was.
No, she did. She did. She was like, do you want to walk? And I was like, no. And then 5 seconds later, I was like, no, I'm walking. I'm walking.
Yeah. So I walked with her for a little bit. And then she was like, Paige, I'm walking back. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to run a little bit. You get in the shower and I'll be back by the time you're probably out of the shower. And I take off. I
she disappeared.
Like, yeah.
I was walking in, like, I don't know the name of the street, but, like, Woodburn Hall. And I looked right and she wasn't there. I looked left. She wasn't there. I kept walking to, like, the bell tower. She wasn't anywhere to be seen. And I was like,
no. And I did turn right by Woodburn.
Yeah. No, you were gone.
Like, oh, yeah.
And I walked my whole way up the hill and I was texting Cody like, Paige just killed me. I'm never running with her again. Okay. Like, I can't do this.
But I angry run.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm mad, I can run miles and miles.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, whenever, you know, that 1 minute phone call pops back into my head, I'm like, oh yeah, I got 10 miles right now. And that was basically what happened. The only reason I came back was because we said we were going to the dining hall And I was like, well, I guess I'll go with them. Did we end up going? No, we went to Steak and Shake.
Yeah, we went to Steak and Shake. Yeah,
Which we love Steak and
we
Shake.
We do love Steak
that
and Shake.
That is like a tradition for us.
Yeah, we go there once a week at least.
Oh, at least. Yeah.
And just to get a shake. And it's normally at like 8:30, 9:30. Like, it's not like at like 5 o'clock we're like, oh, let's go get like some ice cream. No, oh, it's late. And we're like, okay, let's go. Or we go grocery shopping on our Thursdays.
Yeah, we don't do Thirsty Thursdays. We do grocery Thursdays.
Yeah, we grocery shop, laundry, do some homework.
Yeah, we sound real fun, don't we?
we're like home buddies, just right. No partiers here.
Mm-hmm. And however, we did have a cleaning day one day, and we ended up having to go to Target to get some like cleaning stuff for our dorm. And Paige and I ran into a puppy place that's like right outside of Target in the college mall. I don't know the name of the place, but you get to play with a puppy a day.
It's literally heaven on earth.
Yeah.
We saw it and we didn't think it was true. Yeah, we read like the sign and we were like, no way.
Yeah. So we walked in and so I was like, can we play with a puppy?
Like and the sign literally didn't just tell us.
Uh-huh. And the guy was like, if you're 18, and Paige and I high-fived. You're like, let's go.
I think I said, we're both 18.
And so we played with a puppy named him Bouncer.
That's definitely not his name, but
it's not his name, but we named him Bouncer. And like we were pretty close to buying this puppy. Like we were like,
oh, dang near. Also, it loved our hoodies, our sweatpants, our shoes, anything that wasn't the toy they brought in.
Yeah.
I think I have a picture of it, like, taking my keys.
Yeah. Or, like, ripping into your sweatshirt.
Oh, there's a hole in that. I found it later.
Yeah. No, that Bouncer loves to play.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. But you can't get Bouncer unless you take a sister with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was this, like, little boy and his mom right next to us but playing with the sister. And I told her that she wasn't allowed to get that dog unless she took Bouncer with her.
Because we make the rules.
Yeah. And so that was a fun time. So now when we get sad, let's go play with a puppy. Let's see, what else? The first day we met each other, okay? Because
we moved in on different days.
Yes, we did. But I came back on that Wednesday. Oh, how did you guys like that we didn't move in at the same time? Like that I wasn't there when you guys moved in.
I liked it just because there were so many people in our room trying to move us both in. So I feel like if you were there, I would have had like a battle between getting my stuff all organized and trying to talk to you and seem friendly. Mm-hmm. And I probably wouldn't have talked to you as much. And you probably would have been like, wow, I hate her. And so I'm kind of glad about that. But we definitely, and I don't know if I've told you this, but we definitely walked into your room. Before we met you. So like when we walked in the first time with you and we were like, oh wow, it's so pretty in here. We had definitely seen it. Yeah, we had definitely
seen
it.
Saw the calendar with the boyfriend.
Oh, we saw the calendar with the boyfriend. We saw the pictures with the boyfriend. We saw literally like
we saw the pink duck sign. Such a cute sign.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so I was flabbergasted by like the pictures of her boyfriend. And I said, Leslie, look for the cardboard cutout of him. And I was like, have you guys ever seen iCarly? Like when, what's her name? The principal, like it wasn't a principal.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know, but she has, she has a shrine of Randy Jackson. And that's kind of what I felt like it was. But,
thanks, Paige.
No, but we love here in our sweet mate family.
We love love.
I hate you guys.
But yeah, we were nervous to meet you, of course, though.
Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that you guys weren't here when I moved in, just because I was able to get, like, the land, like, feel the land and just kind of do my own thing. Yeah. But the first day that we did meet each other was that Wednesday.
Yes.
And you guys came into my room, acted all surprised, apparently. And I jumped onto my bed. And, like, it was like a whoopee cushion sound. Like
funniest sound I've
like
ever heard.
Like, I dropped to the floor.
Huge fart noise came out from underneath me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what just happened. We all died laughing. But I was like, I did not, like, I promise you, I did not just fart.
It sounded like you shat yourself. Like, really it was bad.
No, and I looked at Cody and I was like, oh my gosh, that did not just happen. And he is dying laughing as well. Paige is on the floor. Leslie's leaning up against my closet, like, trying not to cry with laughter. And then later, like, we calmed down. I walked into their room, jumped onto Leslie's bed to make it do the same sound, and it didn't.
Yeah, because she was sound. Like, not she was like, guys, I figured it out. I did it again. It was, like, my bed or something. Yeah. It's like, yeah. She said, it's the beds. And I said, okay. And she jumped on Leslie's. Not a sound.
It was not my bed.
And I was like... And then I went and tried Paige's, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. So then it didn't work on her bed either. So I took Paige back to my room, and I was like, jump onto my bed with your feet together. And then she made a whoopee cushion sound.
It was the funniest thing. Like, I couldn't even explain it to you. Like, yeah. No. It's like your thighs would, like...
It's like the sound of...
Yeah, your thighs hit each other, and, like, the air from, like, my foam thing, like, just, like, releases. Yeah. No, I was so embarrassed that first time we met, but, I mean...
We loved it. It was so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely so funny. And then we went to a house party that night.
Oh, we did.
Yes, we did.
And we were there for maybe 8 minutes, and... Their toilet broke.
It did break.
And I found a pole.
Oh my gosh.
I did.
It was like candy cane striped. It was a pole.
It was white and it had like red stripes on it. And so like I called myself Candy Cane for the rest of the night. And like I wanted to be named that.
Yeah. Yeah. But we did not call you Candy Cane. We called you Paige.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But why were we only there for 8 minutes?
Because their toilet broke.
It was, like, flooded. Like, there was,
yeah, there like, was
toilet
like,
water
we
on
We walked
our feet
in, and there was, like, a little puddle, but we walked over it. And then, like, 8 minutes later, like, their whole, like, someone clogged their toilet, and, like, it just kept running.
We were walking in caca water. Like, it was bad. And like, they go... Everyone get out. The toilet's broken. And Grace's boyfriend's over here like, I can fix it. And I said, all right, Handy Mandy. Like, what are you doing? And he went in there and fixed the toilet.
Yeah.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
But he was we just did like, leave. I got it, guys. No worries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my boyfriend. Amazing Cody. I don't know. What are top-tier memories? We've kind of already talked about most of them.
Top-tier memories. Good memories or bad memories? You've got a lot
I
of
don't
them.
I know.
Wouldn't that be good or bad?
I've got a few. definitely 3 p.m. on a Tuesday is a good one.
We won't go on.
For another day.
Yeah, that's for another day, another podcast episode.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we all got to try something new every now and then.
And it was enough for her to try it 2 more times after.
Awesome. No.
Yeah, talking about the situationship. Yeah.
Whoopsie.
No, Leslie, never again.
Never again.
I guess we've already talked about Steak and Shake, but normally when we go to Steak and Shake, we listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's normally like
breakup
full blasting.
Music.
Oh yeah,
on
it's like
our speakers. Like it's like our speakers about to be blown.
100%.
And sometimes we'll come back and it's like almost 10 o'clock, but we're like, let's just keep driving to finish this song. And then the next song comes on, we have to finish this song too.
We gotta get another one in.
Yeah. So
and it's typically me on aux.
Yes, yeah. It is. Paige is normally on aux, but she reads the crowd. Someday.
I do.
Yeah. And. But Leslie and I are, like, the same when it comes to music.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We are, I don't know how to explain it, like, early 2000s.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way, but I, like, I'm flexible between, like, many different genres of music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, like, also, Leslie's type of music is really just, like, I hate men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so anytime I get in the car, I typically play that first. It gets her in the mood to get ready to drive, I think.
It's, yeah. It's like break up with men, like he did you wrong.
Yeah.
You made me cry. Like it's all sad.
Like Paige angry runs, but Leslie angry sings. That's like screams.
Screams.
Yeah.
Well, she like normally sings for fun too. Like when she's like doing her homework, she's like,
oh, run away.
Yeah. But like the worst is when she's like She's already bad at driving, but when she's screaming and driving,
I fear
for my life.
Her driving in general
is so bad.
Yeah, no, she thinks that every road takes her home.
Yeah, like, she takes all roads lead home. Seriously. They don't. They do not. Okay.
It's part of the adventure. Listen, it's all for the plot.
She was literally, like, yesterday.
Yeah, literally yesterday.
We were coming home from the grocery store, and Leslie is getting in the left lane. I go, Les, why are you getting in the left lane? And she goes, oh, I know how to get there from here.
Mm-hmm.
She's turning, like, 2 streets too early.
Yeah, and then gets to this, like, stoplight, and she's like, do I turn right here, looking at me? And I was like, no.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What do you mean? I know. know how to get home from here.
Wait,
no,
do
you
I
don't.
Turn here?
We eventually got there, did we?
No, and I could see her, like, looking at streets, like, is that the one I turn on?
No, but when she was first turning left onto that road, and you asked her, like, why are you turning left? She looked at me, and I was like, why are you turning left? I was like, hey, we have two more roads. Yeah, Leslie is, honestly, I'll take her driving me any day, exactly. But her driving is...
It's
quite an adventure. It's an adventure. And, like, she just no sense of direction, and it makes me laugh. We'll turn right into Kroger. And then she's like, okay, so do I turn right out of Kroger? And I'm like, no. You went right in. You got to go left out. We love Leslie so much.
I'll be, like, driving, like, just down a random road, and I'm like, oh, I could take a turn right here. And that could be fun.
And when she gets in, like, a sticky situation while she's driving, she makes it the weirdest way to get out of it. Like, she was, like, she could have easily, like, she took the wrong turn. She could have kept driving and taken another road. She's like, let me back up, go around this one car. Like, it was the weirdest maneuver.
No, I forgot to tell her to turn right, like, in a parking lot. Mm-hmm. And she just stops.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we're in a parking lot. This is an open space. You, like, don't have to go.
You
here.
Can just, like, keep driving and make, like, a U-turn and fit. Yeah. And she was like, reverse. And then a car came up behind her, and she was like, drive, like, go forward. And I was like, you could just make a circle. Yeah. Like, just make a circle.
No common sense over here.
Oh, man.
Okay. Let's answer a couple questions to try to get people to know us more in, like, certain scenarios. So who is most likely to be the drama queen?
100% Leslie. 100%.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that one. Go ahead. You tell your...
So this is from, like, high school. Because I've known... She's once a drama queen, always a drama queen. Freshman... I think it was freshman or sophomore year of high school.
It was definitely freshman.
Was it freshman? Well, we were in a lab for one of our classes, and she dropped something on her hand. Mind you, none of this is, like, a chemical that they said is, like, something to be worried about. She just dropped it on her hand, and she's running around this lab looking for something to wash her hand off. She's like, oh my god, I need to wash my hand off. And I go, Leslie,
it was not that dramatic.
It was. And I said, Leslie, you have your water bottle right there. And she goes, you think I'd waste my Fiji on my hand? And I said, huh? If you are that worried, I'm pretty sure you can get another Fiji bottle.
It was sticky. I wanted it off.
You could have gotten it off. Your Fiji bottle was right there.
It was a cute little small bottle, though. I didn't want to waste the small one.
But I would also agree with you being a drama queen or dramatic because, like, last week, it was, like, the weather app said it was going to rain, and she went to tutoring.
Mind you, it did not say it was rain. I asked Paige if it was going to rain. She said, I don't think so I did not bring an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we should all listen to Paige all the time. I don't even do that.
And I get a phone call from Leslie, and, like, she never calls me. Like, she will just text me, and I'm getting a phone call from her.
And we were talking at this point.
Yeah, like, I was in their room talking to Paige, and I pick up, and I'm like, hi, Leslie. And she's like, hey, can you do me a huge favor? And I was like, depends on what it is. And she was like, well, it's raining outside. Can you come pick me up from tutoring and drive me back to Briscoe? And I was like, you want me to pick you up at tutoring and drive you back? It's like an 8 to 10 minute walk.
It was a 20 minute walk.
We're kind of selfish about our spots in Briscoe because there's like
I didn't know you had a spot. I'll put that. Like, I thought you were in the other parking
lot.
No,
there's like 20. If I was in that other parking lot, I would have gone.
That's why I was like, that's how I first.
There's like 20 spots total behind Briscoe, and if you get in a spot, you don't want to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. And yesterday we were all three in it. We were like, no one wants to drive. No one wants to drive, but we want to go somewhere. Yeah. But yeah, I wasn't leaving. And Paige definitely, and Paige was like,
I didn't even call Paige. Yeah. I knew she
didn't. Oh, yeah.
Paige was like, it's funny she didn't call me because she knows my answer.
My answer, she didn't even have to try.
Yeah. No.
And a waste of time if I called.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
and she walked in the door. Not even wet.
Like, it was sprinkling.
At most. It was like mist.
Yeah, like, we looked out our window at Briscoe, and, like, we didn't even see any water. Like, yeah. And then, let's see. Who is most likely to be talking about a new guy every day?
No, Paige. Sorry.
Yeah. Paige has, since the 1 minute breakup phone call, Paige... Yeah. Paige... has like 50 guys.
I have 94 Snapchat notifications
she
right
does.
Now.
Yeah,
that is awful. Like, yeah. Who has the time for that?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't even know, like, the 80% people? Of them.
That's true. I know yeah. a few of them, of course.
Mind yeah. you, girl was, like, scrolling through random people, like, being like, oh, I should add him back.
Yeah. And, like, they get mad when I mass snap them. So mass snap is whenever you open everyone's Snapchat and then you send one picture back to everyone.
Yeah.
And I would do it to Grace and Leslie because they were just a part of the people that I opened.
Yeah, we
There's
were part
94
of,
a- of them. What do you expect? And so, like,
be treated a little different than all your guys.
Yeah. You guys are pinned now. It'll be different.
Okay.
But I
now what? I've known you 12 years.
LOL. Anyway, so I was opening all the snaps, and I showed Grace, and I said, just look at this. And I'm clicking all the names to mass snap them back, because I'd already taken the picture.
She was scrolling for forever, and I was like, are you done yet? Like, just, why? Like, hey.
Mind you, too, like, all these guys' names are in, like, ABC order.
They're, oh, yeah.
It's like, Adam, Andrew, I have, like Brent, Brody, like, just random people, and it's like, 12 guys just
I think
Andrews.
I have like 4 or 5 Andrews.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, I would get confused on which one's which.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, not my thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. They say college. It's new experiences, man.
Yeah.
You gotta get out there.
Gotta
You've
put
gotta,
yourself out there.
It's not just guys. I talk to a lot of girls, too.
8 of them.
8 of them.
Okay.
How's that
who
best friend list looking again?
Is most likely to get into a fight?
Oh, for sure. I feel like not like a bad fight, but like a, not like a, oh, girl, I'm going to fight you. Like a protective, I'm going to stand up for you. It's going to be you. Like,
yeah, with 100%. Other people, definitely,
like with
Grace.
Other people. Yeah.
Actually, we were walking, it was dark. And we yeah. were, like, I don't know what we were walking
we
from.
We were walking from dinner.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, and so.
We went in like that big woods place, I think.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It went Leslie, me in the middle, and then Grace on the other side of me. And this dude comes out of the shadows and like bumps Leslie. Yeah. And none of us know who this guy is, or like we didn't know at first. And Grace is already crossing over me to go to this guy. I can see her raising her fist. And we look over and I go, Aiden, it's one of our friends. And Grace, like, puts her hand on her other hand. She's like, not today.
Not today. Save it for later.
Yeah, so she, like, didn't even, didn't hesitate.
Yeah.
Well, I was just like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. I was like, mother instincts, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, with other people, Grace will most likely get in the fight. But, like, if it's between us three, it's definitely me and Leslie.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I could see myself knocking out Leslie at some point.
I could see myself just, like,
oh,
it annoyed
I can see
me
buzzing.
Too much during the day. I'm like,
see, Leslie
wouldn't
does
even
this
notice
thing.
If she like didn't show up to class next morning.
Leslie does this thing where she likes to fill the air with noise all the time. There's no time for silence in her eyes. Like she,
which is really funny because like talking to her, she's more quiet. Like
yes,
if, especially if you don't know her. But then like she is humming, she's singing, she's like snapping or tapping or.
One time,
TikToks.
And she, like, talks to herself, and she talks to me. And, like, one
talk
time,
loud, yeah.
I always study with AirPods in. And one time, Leslie had a whole game, like, told me a whole story where I had AirPods in. And I don't know if you know this, but I was just like, yeah, really? Oh, my God. And, like, I didn't hear a single word.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
Yeah, I can see you guys getting into a fight. Like, probably by the end of the year, but, like, it will probably only happen, like, once. Mm-hmm. And
it's out of love.
Yeah, it is. who is most most likely to say out-of-pocket things?
Oh, Paige.
And this is by far Paige. Like, she talks 24/7, but, like, some of the things that comes out of her mouth, I'm like,
you did
what,
not just
like,
say
what
that.
Did you just say? For instance, we were at the gym, and this girl asked to bench with us, and I was like,
I hate benching, by the way.
I love it.
Yeah, okay. So I'm doing 10 pounds on each side, like,
in
a way.
And this girl puts on 45s on each side, or
no,
35s.
No, it was something.
It was like a 35.
It was 50 more pounds than what I lift.
Yeah, and Paige looks at me and goes, this is 50 more pounds than what I lift. She goes, it's like 5 babies, and I just looked at her, and I was like, 5
like large babies.
like five babies. Like,
I don't know why that's why, like, what came to my head. To
yeah, no, you
compare it to.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. Another really funny one, she said, we were grocery shopping yesterday. She was looking for yogurt, and I'm like, Paige, it's right there.
Because
and
it was a different color. It was the new and improved.
Yeah. And I was like, it new and improved is right there. And she opens it and like bends like over and grabs it, like too. So happy. And she's like, slap me on the ass and call me dad. Leslie and I looked at her like,
what
did you just say?
I was like, we're not the only people in this grocery store. Like, there's a good chance the old man in like aisle three definitely heard that. And he's like, what?
Paige was just so happy.
I was so excited about this yogurt.
Yeah. And like, we are literally laughing about it the rest of the grocery trip because like, that's just so random.
Like it doesn't fit together anything. At all.
No.
No.
Like, just slap me on the ass and call me dad.
Yeah. No, it was awful. I looked at Paige and she just smiled at me and I was like, I actually hate you right now. There's no way you just said that. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. This one's going to be an obvious question. The listeners can answer it. But who's most likely to get married first?
Grace. Mm-hmm. But ta-da. If we go by TikTok.
Yeah, that is true.
It's Leslie.
Yeah.
So Leslie and I both did this thing where, like, there's a filter on TikTok where you, like, ask a question. You tap the screen. It says, like, yes, no, maybe, sure. Like, those kind of answers.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she did one. And she said, she's getting married within the next 5 years.
Yeah.
To who? I have no idea.
Me neither.
She has no prospects at this point. Nope.
Supposedly, it's going to be someone shorter enough. Like,
I thought you were going to say shorter than you.
Oh, God, I hope not. Like, taller than me, but short enough to where I can't wear heels around them. They're going to be shorter than 5'8". And apparently, they're in one of my classes, and I do not know them.
Surfer boy.
But, like, I did the same thing. And mm-hmm. So, like, the only reason I believe this is because this was, like, the first week of school. And I am asking away on this TikTok, and I'm like, do I know the person I'm getting married to? And it said, no. And I said, ooh.
And she's in a relationship.
Like, I was in a relationship at this point, and I said, so I'm wasting my time with the boyfriend I have now? And it said, yes. And I said, absolutely. Ooh. And then I said, is the boyfriend I have now falling out of love? It said, definitely. And I was like, I got broken up with, like, 5 days later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, but what's really funny is that you had a dream that week.
Yeah.
And you're like, my ex-boyfriend.
Okay, we need to name them because
so we'll name ex-boyfriend, like Nathan.
Ex-boyfriend is like, okay.
Ex-ex-boyfriend is Nathan.
Nathan was the one I dated in the very beginning of high school.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And
he's a real nice guy.
Bart? We're naming him Bart because that's an ugly name and I don't like the personality. It just matches, you know?
So Bart is my recent ex, the one that broke up with me in 1 minute.
Yeah, that's just Bart. Like, that just sounds like a Bart, okay? So Nathan was in Paige's dream telling her that to leave Bart because she's going to get her heart broken.
Yeah, and he was like crying. Like, he was like, you can't. You're making a huge mistake.
Yeah, and she woke up and she told Leslie and I this story. And Leslie was like, I agree with your dream. Break up with him. And I was like, you cannot break up with a guy because of a dream. Like, that's crazy.
Grace,
like,
it's your fault.
Grace. Yeah, I'm sorry. But that's kind of crazy to break up with a guy because of a dream.
Like, that is true.
I'd do it.
No, but like Nathan and I have always been friends.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, we have always been pretty close and he's a great guy. Like, and it wasn't like, get back with me in like this dream. It was more of like, just like, you're making a mistake. Mm-hmm. And I woke up and I was like, guys, what does this mean? Like, this is a crazy dream.
Yeah. I legit told you, I was like, that's like the first person you ever fell in love with is literally telling you that like, you're getting ready to get your heart broken, like break up with him right now. And Grace is like, no, stay with him.
I was like, you can't break up with him because of a dream. That's stupid. That has no reason behind it. Anyways, 3 days later, Paige got broken up with on a 1 minute phone call. I'm so sorry.
And they're both hugging me at this point. And Grace goes, Paige, your dream. And I said,
yeah. So that's why I was laughing. Like, because I was like, you were crying. And I was like, just thinking about it. I was like, she had a dream about this. This is funny.
I was not crying. That's not very bad bitty of me.
Paige is like crying,
Paige was
like
not
her
crying.
Eyes
Paige
out.
Was not crying.
She cried for 2 minutes. I made her laugh, and she was over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I haven't cried since, actually. Yeah. I'm cold-hearted. LOL.
LOL.
Who is most likely to be late to their own wedding?
Leslie. Oh, Leslie. 100% sure. Leslie. Leslie yeah. could get ready. She could start getting ready an hour before us.
And we'd still be waiting for
we
her.
We would still be waiting for her.
Yeah. Like, and she gets in the showers at, like, the wrong times. Like, we'll be on the way home from the gym. And she's
I do
like,
usually try to text, though. I'm like, hey, when you getting back?
Yeah.
Like, do I have enough time?
But I always say yes because I take, like, a 10-minute shower. And you have 10 minutes to shower. Like, yeah. Let's see. Who's most likely to have two boyfriends at one time? Paige.
Okay, you guys are making me sound terrible.
That's just the question. Did you have two boyfriends?
I did not. It just, I had two things at one time.
Mm-hmm. Two situationships.
Two situationships. And we see how that ended up for me. We're back to square one. So
back talking with two situationships. Mind you, the same
They are
people.
Not situationships. Mm-hmm. They are literally just two people that I Snapchat. They are a part of the 94 notifications. That
so is basically Nathan and Bart are staying with
them. Yeah, Nathan and Bart are here for the ride.
Nathan and Bart are here to stay.
It's like it's like the ride on Sharkboy and Lava Girl that of the kids that can never get off. Yeah. It's the never-ending ride.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome aboard Nathan and Bart.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, who is most likely to be the scariest out of us?
None of us. Like, we are 5'3 or less, all of us.
Mm-hmm. Like, we all look, like, just, like, very easily approachable. Like, there's no reason
kind
to
be scared. We all have RBS, but...
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Like, people will definitely look at us and be like, I wouldn't go up to her on a random day.
Yeah. But, like, we're not scary looking.
No.
Grace and I walk scary.
Yeah, we do walk. We walk with a purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, we walk like we go to the gym. You know, like, those gym douches that, like, walk with their arms, like...
And
perpendicular.
Like, they'd be, like, trying to be as big as possible walking. That's how Paige and I walk. Like, if you look at, like, watch us walk into a room, we're trying to fill our tiny bodies with, like, the most space in the room.
Yeah, and that's how we, like, get any machine.
Yeah.
Or we'll get overlooked.
Or, like, get out of my way.
Hey.
Let me get
you
this
know
pump
who I
in.
Am?
Like, I'll hurt you.
I'll put the hurt down on you. Don't mess with me.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, these are my wonderful, crazy sweet mates. I hope everyone listening enjoyed them as much as I do. I'm Grace Molesky, and you're listening to Amazing Grace.